I would like to talk about the idea of kata. It is an ancient form in which our spiritual truths were delivered in the old times.
И način на кој ми сад жало да имам ово Кришна Кафа jeste na način na koji se to pravilo davno u prošlosti.
You know, this is called, if you think a little bit about it, soft institution as opposed to a hard institution.
И то се на енгласком каже мека институција, но на српски је мало теже превести, у поречењу са нечим што се назива не тешко, него стриктно нека институција, нека строга форма.
It's not тешко, not strict.
It is
hard, yes. See, you will here get the idea as you listen. You can spread a religious teaching by something like organized religion, making management structures.
Sada će vam biti jasnije kada objasnim o čemu se tu radi. Znači, možete da širite neku religiju kroz organizovanu čvrstu strukturu.
Or you can spread a spirituality by inspiration.
Ili možete da širite duhovnost putem inspiracije.
Spiritual inspiration is delivered by coming together as in kirtans. It is given from guru to disciple. It is spread also through listening through the ancient stories of Ramayana, Mahabharata, like that.
I duhovna inspiracija, ona se širi tako što dođemo zajedno u kirtan ili se predaje od gurua kao učeniku ili također što se slušaju drevni spisi poput Ramayana i Mahabharata.
This must be the soft institution, something which is not so visible in terms of organization.
I to bi bila tada nazovana meka institucija, znači ta struktura jedne institucije nije više vidljiva.
Hard institutions, religious institutions like the church, for instance, there is a lot of positions, hierarchies to manage the flow, the money, the people.
A u čvrstoj tradiciji imamo hijerarhiju, položaj, kao što je to, na primjer, slučaj sa hrišćanskom crkvom.
Often hard institutions provide little or no spiritual inspirations to their followers.
I često se dešava da te vrste čvrstih tradicija one ne pružaju svojim sledbenicima dovoljne inspiracije.
In our ISKCON, I believe we need the two together.
A u našem ISKCONu ja verujem da je nama potrebno oboje.
As a worldwide movement, we do need systems to organize the man and the properties.
Pošto smo mi pokret koji je proširen u čitavom svetu, nama je potrebna ta čvrsta struktura kako bismo organizovali svoje ljude i svoje posredstvo.
But if there is no spiritual inspiration available, then all these hard institutions like a body without a soul.
Ali ako nemamo tu neku vrstu institucije, tradicije, onda svoje upovedanje je poput tela koje nema dušu.
So I would like to introduce here a little bit kata or spiritual narration as a way of providing inspiration and purifying the heart.
Ja bih danas želao da uvedem ovaj način pripovedanja Krišna kata tako da nam može pružiti inspiraciju.
My subject will be lessons from the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates.
I naslov mojih lekcija bit će zabave i života Čaitanje Mahaprabhu i njegovih sledbenika.
At times I will ask you to sing.
I ponekad ću vas pitati da pevate.
Maybe we will dance at some time.
Možda ćemo čak i plesati.
Yes. I will ask you to be attentive, to pray at times.
I zamolit ću vas da hoće da budete pažljivi ili da se ponekad i molite.
We will do what was done for thousands of years in India today.
I danas ćemo raditi ono što se već 1000 godina radi u Indiji.
When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared on this planet, he brought along with him many liberated associates.
Kada se Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pojavio na ovoj planeti, on je sa sobom doveo mnogo oslobođenih duša koji su bili njegovi pratioci.
And through these associates, he distributed many lessons for us so that we can understand what it means to live the life of a devotee.
I onda je on kroz sve sledbenike podelio sa nama puno lekcija kroz koje možemo naučiti što to znači živjeti život bhakti.
And many times Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not teach personally, but he taught through the mouth of his associates.
I mnogo puta Chaitanya Mahaprabhu nije podučavao lično, već je podučavao kroz svoje pratioce.
This is a good idea. Nectar bee has arrived.
Imamo ovdje jednu pčelu koja traži nektar.
And we'll go to Jai Krishna, who is a real nectar devotee. So, from Sri Ramananda's mouth, we heard the descriptions of rasa, loving relationships.
Iz usta Sri Ramananda mi smo naučili o raznim rasa, o odnosima.
And from Sri Haridas Thakur, he heard the glories of chanting the holy names.
I od Sri Haridas Thakura čuli bismo slavama pevanje svetog imena.
In this way, the Lord himself was both the inspiration and the listener to the inspiration.
I čak i sam gospodin je slušao njih, tako da na taj način on u isto vrijeme bio njihova inspiracija, a i onaj koji ih je slušao.
Damayati, to give you an analogy to understand, it is said that the Lord was like a wish-fulfilling tree, and his associates were like branches who distributed the fruits of Krishna consciousness.
I sada da bih vam dao analogiju, kako to da to razumete, čujemo da gospodin Chaitanya je poređen sa drvom koje ispunjava sve želje, a njegovi pratioci su bili pojedinačne grane koje bi davale plodove tog drva.
Therefore, when we offer obeisances to the Lord, we never offer obeisances to him alone, but always with his associates.
I baš zbog toga kada nudimo svoje poštovanje gospodinu, nikada mu ne nudimo poštovanje samo njemu, već i njemu zajedno sa svim njegovim pratiocima.
And we request the Lord and his associates to bless us with bhakti.
I mi molimo i gospodina i njegove pratioce da nas blagoslove s bhakti.
There's a prayer I request you to repeat with me.
Molim vas da ponavljate sa mnom.
Jaya Gaura Bhakta Gana,
Jaya Gaura Bhakta Gana,
Gaura Yandra Prana,
Gaura Yandra Prana,
Sava Bhakta Mili More,
Sava Bhakta Mili More,
Bhakti Deha Dana,
Bhakti Deha Dana.
It means all glories to all the devotees of the Lord, for whom the Lord is their life and soul.
I ova molitva znači sva slava svim praticima gospodina Chaitanya, za koje on predstavlja život i dušu.
All of you, kindly give me the blessing of bhakti.
Svi vi, molim vas, dajte mi milostivo blagoslov bhakti.
You must understand, only when you have the blessings of the devotees can you understand spiritual knowledge.
I morate to razumjeti, jedino onda kada imate blagoslove bhakta, možete shvatiti i razumjeti duhovno znanje.
Some of us have gone to university recently and know the difference between acquiring material and spiritual knowledge.
I neki od nas koji su nedavno završili univerzitet znaju razliku između toga kada dobijemo duhovno ili materijalno znanje.
The material knowledge is enough to just bring the information in your memory.
I materijalno znanje jednostavno daje informaciju vašem pamćenju.
But if you want to have spiritual knowledge, Jai Go Jagannath. You require the blessings of a great soul. Otherwise, just by learning from books, nothing is attained.
Ali ako želite da imate duhovno razumevanje, knjige vam, samo knjige vam nisu pomoći, morate imati blagoslove bhakti.
Without the blessings of devotees, your knowledge is theoretical parish knowledge.
I bez blagoslova bhakta, vaše znanje je samo teoretsko znanje poput papagaja.
A papagaja, you can teach some words.
Papagaja možete naučiti nekim rečima.
But does he know these words?
Ali da li on zaista zna te reči?
In Sydney we had a papagaja in a beautiful cage just before the temple door.
I u Sydneyu smo imali papagaja u havisu upravo ispred tempelske vrata.
And whenever anyone entered the temple, the papagaja would greet him, Hari Bol!
I kad god bi neko ušao u hram, papagaj bi ga pozdravio, Hari Bol!
Once Prabhupada came to lecture in the Sydney temple, and as he was passing by the door, all of a sudden he heard, Hari Bol!
Jednom je Prabhupada došao u hram u Sydney, i onda je iznenada čuo, Hari Bol!
Prabhupada must have been surprised that he looked and when he saw the papagaj, he laughed.
Prabhupada bi bio iznenađen, pogledao koga je to pozdravio, vidio papagaja i onda se smejao.
Hari Bol means chant the holy names of Hari.
Hari Bol znači pevaj svete imena Hari.
And he made a point in the lecture about this.
I Prabhupada je napravio point u svojoj lekciji o tom.
He said, spiritual knowledge is not theoretical knowledge like the knowledge the papagaj has.
On je rekao, duhovno znanje nije teoretsko znanje poput onog znanja koje papagaj ima.
See, when the papagaj is attacked by a cat, and the holy name.
I pogledajte, kada je papagaj, ako je napadnut od strane mačke, da li će on natrati Hari Bol?
No, the papagaj will be so disturbed that at this moment when it's most important to do Hari Bol or chant the holy name, it will just squeak and do this sound, but it will not take shelter Krishna's name.
Jer papagaj je u takvoj nekoj situaciji gdje bi upravo trebalo da se seti Krišna i da mantra sve to ime, on to neće napraviti, jednostavno će kreštati.
So we want spiritual knowledge to be realized knowledge, not papagaj knowledge.
Tako da mi želimo da duhovno znanje bude realizovano, spoznato znanje, a ne znanje onog poput papagaja.
Now, we can realize the knowledge very nicely when we learn from those great souls who have walked the path before us and who have faced the same challenges which we face but have answered them in a spiritual or Krishna conscious way.
A mi možemo razumjeti, naučiti to duhovno znanje ako sledimo primjera velikih bhakta koji su se suočili sa istim izazovima i onda su se sa njima na neki način.
And when these great souls bless us, my dear devotees, Sveti Biti Uredo Natsi.
I kada dobijemo blagoslove tih velikih vata, onda sve će biti u redu.
Yes, everything can be obtained by the blessings of the devotees.
Sve može biti dostignuto uz pomoć blagoslova vata.
The Bhagavatam speaks about this. The Bhagavatam has two therapies for the conditioned souls. One is you need to hear the narrations about Krishna as they are taught in the Bhagavatam. And the second is you need to go to these persons who have imbibed the blessings of the Bhagavatam. And Jai Gopal's language to the Premi Bhaktis, Premi Bhaktas. And then if they bless you, this knowledge blossoms in your heart.
I Šrimad Bhagavatam nam nudi dve metode za ovo. On kaže, Šrimad Bhagavatam kaže da trebamo slušati pripovedanja o Krišni, i drugi metod jeste da trebamo prići osobama koje imaju ljubav prema Krišni.
Now, somehow, these great devotees Still, they don't die, but they teach us with their example and their lessons in a lively way.
I ti veliki bakte, slavni bakte, oni nikada ne umiru, već nas uvek podučavaju svojim primjerom.
If you meet such a devotee, such devotees, then your journey through the samsara, the wheel of birth and death, is stopped.
I ako sretnete takve bakte, onda je vaš put kroz samskaru, neprestano rađanje i smrti, prekinut.
So today I want to introduce one of these great eternal associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and we will at the end pray to this great soul for his blessings.
I ja bih danas želao da da vas upoznam sa jednim velikim slavnim baktom, sledbenikom gospodina Čajtanje, i na kraju ću vas zamoliti da mu se pomolite.
I would like to talk today about the glories of Kalidas.
Ja bih danas želao da govorim o slavama Kalidas.
Kalidas was a very, very advanced devotee of the Lord. He was an uncle of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
I Kalidas, on je bio jako uzvišen bhakta gospodina Čajtanje, u isto vreme bio i njegov ujak.
Kalidas had deep faith in the chanting of the holy name. In fact, it is said that he did not say anything else than the holy name. He was just chanting. Maybe if he would say, please give me chapati, he would say, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
I Kalidas je imao tako veliku veru u sveto ime da kaže da nije ništa drugo ni govorio. Ako bi mu trebao čapati, on bi rekao Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Kalidas was a little difficult to understand for the modern followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu because he would sometimes play dice. That's gambling. And while he threw the dice, he would say, Hare Krishna!
I Kalidas nije ga bilo lako shvatiti, njegovi koji su živjeli isto vreme s njim nisu ga mogli shvatiti jer bi se on nekada kockao, igrao bi s kockama i onda kada bi ih bacio, rekao bi Hare Krishna.
This example is not to be followed by us because we are little ordinary people.
I ovo nije primjer koji bismo trebali da sledimo, zato što smo mi mnogo više.
But Kalidas would be so let me say, he was very rich, he didn't have to work.
Kalidas je bio jako bogat, nije morao da radi.
He had one passion, or one special faith which drove him on. He understood that the devotees of the Lord can bless me.
Ali on imao jednu jako veliku strast, imao je veru u to da ga bakte gospodina mogu dati blagoslov.
And in order to have a very close contact to the devotees, he had deep faith in three powerful medicines which were available from the Vaishnavas.
I kako bi imao blizak kontakt sa baktama, imao jako veliku veru u tri leka koji on mogao da dobije
Vaishnava. He had deep attachments to the food remnants of the Vaishnavas.
On je imao jako veliku vezanost za ostatke prasadama Vaishnava.
He believed in the powerful water that had washed their feet.
On je također verovao u moć vode koja je oprala njihovo stopalo.
And he would collect the dust from the Vaishnava's lotus feet.
I on je također sakupljao prašinu sa stopala bhakti.
Once when I had birthday, one devotee gave me a little bottle full of water where the lotus feet of many of the devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had been washed. It had been collected at the Ketori Gram festival of Narottamdas Thakura.
I jednom kada sam imao rođendan, jedan bakta mi je dao bočicu sa vodom koja je imala vodu kojom su oprano stopala mnogi bakta gospodina Čajtanje kada se dešavao festival u Ketori Gramu.
After the disappearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, these associates had come to celebrate this Gopurim, this birthday celebrations, in order to keep the blessings of these devotees on the planet Earth, all of them had been requested that their feet was washed and that water had been assembled, and then it had been distributed by diluting it again and again all over Bengal, and the water lasted up till the 1980, what was it, 90, and I got a little
of that water. I stvari, kada se bakte sakupile da proslave prvi Gopurim nakon odlaska gospodina Čajtanje, onda su ih zamolili da operu njegovo stopala, sakupili su tu vodu i ta voda se uvek delila širom Bengala, uvek bi rastvorili sve još malo vode i ta voda je trajala do 1990. I ja sam dobio malo od nje.
And I remember when we drank that saintly water, we had a little circle of God brothers, and one God brother told us about homeopathic medicine before we drank it.
I ja se sećam, ja sam popio, pili smo tu vodu, podelili smo je sa God brotherima, i kad smo to radili, jedan od moje braća do Bogu, on je rekao, on je ispričao priču o homeopatskim lekovima.
This homeopathic medicine really has no in it no physical substance like arnica, but it has been diluted and shaken so off so much that it only has still what is called the subtle information of arnica.
I taj homeopatski lek nema u sebi fizičku substanciju, na primjer arnike, nego je to toliko rastvoreno da se tu nalazi samo jedna suptilna informacija arnike.
Yeah. Still, although there is no physical substance there, it is an only subtle information. It's a very powerful medicine which works very, very well.
I ovako to, iako u tom leku nema nikakve fizičke substance, već samo te subtilne informacije, taj lek je jako, jako moćan i jako dobro deluje.
If you are interested how this works, you can ask our guests from Hungary, Yoshi and Krishna Laya, and I believe they will be able to give us the full information.
I ako ste zainteresovani za ovu vrstu lepa, onda možete da pitate naše goste iz Mađarske koji ovde sedi, Krišna Laja i njen muž Jože, i oni vam mogu dati svu neophodnu informaciju.
So imagine you have water which is diluted again and again from the lotus feet of these, as Jai Gopal would say, Trinity Bhaktas, these devotees who are very advanced in love of Godhead. Then this subtle information, this love, would also come by drinking this water.
I onda možete da zamislite ako imate tu vodu kojom su oprana stopala ovih uzvišenih bhakta, kako bi, mogli bismo ih nazvati premi bhakte, onda ta voda još uvek sadrži tu subtilnu informaciju, jer kad popijete tu vodu dobit ćete ljubav.
I know some people don't believe in homeopathic.
Ja znam da neki ljudi ne veruju u homeopatske
lekove. So they will not understand how the water which has washed the lotus feet of the devotees works, but it really works.
I ti ljudi neće razumeti kako ta voda koja se oprana stopala bhakta deluje, ali ona zaista deluje.
Because Kalidas had so much faith in these three substances, water, which washed the feet of the devotees' remnants from their food place, and thus Lord Chaitanya was pleased with him in a way that he gave him mercy like he has not given to any other of his associates.
I kako je Kalidas imao tako veliku veru u ove tri duhovne stvari, u vodu kojom se oprana stopala bhakta, u ostatke sa njihovih letova i u prašine sa njihovih stopala, gospodin Čajtanja Mahaprabhu mu je dao takvu milost kako nije dao ni jednom od svojih sledbenika.
Kalidas had so much faith that he wanted to have this remnants from the Vaishnavas from every single Vaishnava who was existing at that time in Bengal.
I Kali nas ima to, takvu veru u ostatke prasadam Vaishnava, koji je htio da ima ostatke svih Vaishnava koji su se nalazili u Bengalu u to vreme.
If he would come here to Serbia at the summer camp, he would most probably be seen in accumulating the dust which you have, where you have walked, and he would seem to smear it on his head with very humble prayers and so on. He was such a man. That was his faith.
I njegova vera je bila takva da ako bi sad on došao na srpski letnji kamp, onda biste ga mogli vidjeti kako jako ponizno sakuplja prašinu sa onih mjesta gdje ste vi prošli i molite stavlja tu prašinu na svoju glavu.
It will become clear in a second how these powerful substances work, but I want to now request you to pay full attention. We will describe one incident so that you know how Kalidas got the mercy of the Vaishnavas, and it will supply an interesting new perspective in your bhakti for you.
Uskoro će vam biti jasno na koji način ove tri stvari deluju, ali sada želim da vam zamolim da date svoju punu pažnju na opis jednog događaja iz života Kalidasa koji će vam također otvoriti jednu interesantnu perspektivu.
One day Kalidas arrived at the gate to the house of Jadu Thakur.
Jedan dan Kalidas je došao na kapiju jednog druge bakte koji se zvao Jadu Thakur.
His plan was to get the mercy of this great devotee.
Njegov plan je bio da dobije milost ovog uzvišenog bakte.
Kalidas was from a high-class family, and Jadu Thakur was from a very low background. Some say he came from the caste of street sweepers.
I morate znati da Kalidas potiče iz jako uzvišene porodice, dok je ovaj drugi bakta dolazi iz porodice čistača ulice.
His family members were a little notorious.
I članovi njegove porodice su bili čuveni po nebu šako lepim delom.
Kalidas, however, was prepared to ignore the social background of Jadu Thakur. He only wanted his mercy.
A Kalidas je bio spreman i to da potpuno zapostavi socijalno poreklo Jadu Thakur, jednostavno želao njegov milos.
When he greeted Jadu Thakur, he said, "My dear Thakur, I have brought the best of mangoes for your deity Krishna Chandra."
I onda je Kalidas došao da ga pozdravi i rekao, "Moj dragi Thakur, ja sam doneo najlepše od svih mango za tvoje božanstvo Krišna."
"Please offer these deities to your deity."
"Molim te, ponudi ove plodove svom božanstvu."
Jadu Thakur thanked him very much. He was surprised. He's such an aristocratic Brahmana. He comes to me to give me mangoes for my daily worship.
I Jadu Thakur je bio iznenađen. Ovaj aristokratski Brahmana dolazi da donese meni mangoe za obožavanje mojih božanstava.
When they had finished talking, Jadu Thakur accompanied his guest back to the entrance gate of his small little property.
I onda kada su oni završili obožavanje, onda je Jadu Thakur ga ispratio do ulaza u svoje imanje.
On the way, Kalidas stopped.
I na putu Kalidas ga zaustavio.
He said, "I have one request. Can you give me the dust from your lotus feet?"
Kalidas je rekao, "Imam samo jedan zahtev. Možeš li mi dati prašinu sa svojih stopala?"
Jadu Thakur was shocked.
Jadu Thakur je bio šokiran.
No, absolutely no.
Apsolutno ne, nikako.
You are great Brahman.
Ти си узвишен Браман. А я сам шудра из низкорождене породице.
For all of you to understand his answer, you must enter, you must travel 500 years back in your concepts. At that time, it was believed that the birth would define your state.
И како бисте разумели некоја изјава, морате да путујете 500 година назад у историју, каде е било присутно то сватање да ваше порекло и рођење дефинише ваше стање.
You will never be able to go beyond your karma, which had brought you in a certain birth.
То разумевање било присутно да никада не можете изаћи из те карме која вас е довела у то стање у коме се тада налази.
Brahmanas were usually, you could see it, they looked like this very aristocratic, learned, and shudras were just simple people with a very limited range of thinking and expressing themselves.
И то се могло је видети тако што су брамане имали то аристократско држање и изглед, а шудре су били онако ниско порекла и нису баш умели да се лепо изражавају и да се лепо понашају.
Yajnitanko must have said, if people see us too long together, it's not good for you, it's not good for me, it's like to be a scandal.
Yajnitanko je rekao, знаш, ако проводимо превише времена заедно, неће бити добро ни за мене, ни за тебе, биће скандал.
Kalidas was prepared for this answer of Yajnitanko.
И Kalidas је био добро припремљен за такав одговор.
He said, there is one verse in the scripture. I request you to think deeply about this verse. It says, one may be born in a good Brahmana family and have all the 12 qualities of a Brahmana. But if he is not a devotee, he is not as good as a Chandala who has dedicated his words, mind, and wealth in the service of Krishna.
I taj stih kaže da osoba može biti rođena u brahmanskoj porodici, čak i posjedovati svih 12 uzvišenih odlika brahmana, ali ako ta osoba nije bhakta, onda je on niži od osobe jako niskog porekla koji je u predanom služenju.
A non-devotee brahmana cannot even liberate himself from the cycle of birth and death, whereas a dog eater who is a devotee will liberate 12 generations which come after him.
И брамана који није у исто време бахта не може избавити чак ни самог себе од овог материјалног постојања, а особа такво ниског порекла која чак једе и псе може избавити не само себе, већ и 12 претходних генерација у својој породици.
You are a great devotee, much greater than I am, just a foolish brahmana. Please therefore give me your dust.
А ти си јако узвишен и бахта, много узвишеније од мене, који сам само будалас ти брамана, молим те дај ми прошену своју стопу.
Yajnitanko says, yes, I know this verse, but there is one problem. I'm not a devotee.
Yajnitanko rekao, ја добро познајам тај стих, али постоји један проблем, ја нисам бахта.
So while they had this conversation, they had reached the gate of the door and Yajnitanko bid farewell from Kalidas.
И док су они водили тај разговор, онда су дошли већ до излаза са имања и Yajnitanko је пожелао, је рекао, Haribol.
He bid farewell.
Он му је пожелао добро пут.
Yes. So then Yajnitanko walked back into the house where he offered the mango as to like Krishna Chantra.
I onda je Yajnitanko se vratio u svoju kuću i ponudio je taj mango svom božanstvu Krishna Chantra.
When he was gone, Kalidas opened again the gate very carefully, walked on the sandy path. And there, where he saw the footprints of Yashin Thakur, he just got down and with great ecstasy rolled in the dust.
Ali onda kada Yashin Thakur otišao da ponudi taj mango, kao da se ponovo ušunjao na imanje i pogledao je gde se na peščanoj stazi gde je video otiske stopa od Yashin Thakura, on se bacio u prašinu i počeo da se valja.
When he came around the house, and there on the veranda he saw Yashin Thakur and his wife eating the offered mangoes.
I onda je tamo vidio na terasi iza kuće, vidio Yashin Thakura, njegovu ženu, kako sada časte te ponuđene mango.
And they were good mangoes, so Yashin Thakur sucking them, and the wife was also appreciating the taste of the mangoes.
I ti plodovi mango su bili tako dobri, tako da su Yashin Thakur i njegova žena jako živali u njima i glodali su poštice.
Kali just looked at this very attentively. They didn't see Kalidas.
Kalidas ih je jako pažljivo posmatrao, oni njega nisu videli.
And I imagine that this only imagination, if we would have one of these, you know, what do you call it? So really watching from a hidden place how these Vaishnavas enjoyed the mangoes, the Mahaprasad mangoes.
Ja zamišljam, poput toga kada imate dvogled, pa gledate nekoga onako iz prikreta da ste skrivljeni, tako on posmatrao Haridas i njegovu ženu kako časte te mango.
And when the wife took the plantain leaves, the banana leaves, obviously had eaten and took the garbage, you know, the peel and the seeds, closed them and threw them in the ditch, Haridas watched very carefully.
A onda kada je žena Yashin Thakura, kada ona uzela ostatke tih mango, semen, košticu i ovu koru mango, onda je ona to bacila u jarak, kada da se jako pažljivo gleda.
He had so much faith, if I somehow eat those remnants, all my problems will be solved and my heart will be purified just by the contact with these pure souls.
Zato što je Kalidas imao tako duboku veru, samo ako se doživam tih ostataka njegovog po sadama, bit ću prečišćen.
And then we say in German, as the Luft rein war, you know, when everything was safe and the couple was inside the house or somewhere else, he went to this garbage place, he just opened the leaves, and maybe he would even send in the garbage that I don't know, this is not described where he said, but he immediately with tears of love ate those mango remnants.
I kada nikoga nije bilo više na vidiku, žena već otišla, Kalidas je projurio, možda čak i seo u taj jarak, ne znam, to nije opisano, i on je počeo sa suzama ljubavi u očima da jede te ostatke po sarama.
I remember the time when Srila Prabhupada was with us and we ate his remnants.
Ja se sećam tog vremena kada je Srila Prabhupada još bio sa nama i kada smo mi častili njegove ostatke.
We were all so eager to get his remnants.
Mi smo bili jako entuzijastični da dođemo do tih ostataka.
And I remember we would like, you know, from the oranges, Prabhupada would take orange slices and then suck them, and whatever was left, that was, you know, we were really eager to get this because we felt that close, almost intimate contact with something which came from Srila Prabhupada would help us to overcome our inner problems and inner darkness.
I bili smo jako entuzijastični da dođemo do ostataka prasada od Prabhupada, specijalno kada bi uzeo i kada bi sisao po pomorandžu sa sve korom i onda bi ostavio taj ostatak tako Isusom. I mi smo jako želeli da se toga dočepamo jer smo znali da blizak kontakt sa nečim što dolazi od njega nam može pomoći da rešimo naše unutrašnje probleme.
He didn't think of these remnants in a material way, that this is rubbish. But he thought of them in the spiritual way. This has been in contact with the Vaishnavas and therefore it is holy.
I na taj način ja nisam mislio ovo nije džubre koje je to bačeno, ovo je nešto što je imalo kontakt sa Vaishnavama i zato je to svet.
This is called what is in philosophy, this is called the tattva vichar as opposed to the apara vichar.
I ovo se filozofija zove tattva vichar, što je suprotno od apara vichar.
Let me look with the tattva vichar on one of you. I will call him Govinda Charandas.
I hajde da ja sada posmatram kroz taj tattva vichar jednog od vas i ja ću ga nazvati Govinda Charandas.
And let me look at the same Govinda Charandas with the apara vichar.
A onda ću ja pogledati istu tu osobu kroz apara vichar.
Let me start with the second so that you really know the difference.
I hajde da počnemo od ove druge opcije tako da stvarno primetite razliku.
Anna Kubinacan is from a little village near Niš in Serbia.
Aha, Govinda Charan je poreklom iz malog sela blizu Niša u Srbiji.
Most probably his education is not very good.
I vrlo je verovatno da njegovo obrazovanje nije baš nešto naročito.
When I look at his eating habits, I know he comes from a village.
I kada pogledam na način na koji on jede, ja vidim da on dolazi sa sela.
He's also not very knowledgeable in the scriptures.
Također nema ni puno znanja o spisima.
Because his abilities to comprehend a complex text is very limited.
Zato što njegova sposobnost da razume jako kompleksne tekstove je jako ograničena.
I don't want to continue. I think you get the idea. Material vision.
Ja ne želim da nastavim s ovim, mislim da shvatate poentu. To je materijalna vizija.
Let me look at the same Govinda Charan now with the tattva or spiritual vision.
I hajde da sada pogledam istu osobu Govinda Charana kroz duhovnu vizu.
Govinda Charan is not the body.
Govinda Charan nije to telo.
He is a part of God.
On je Boga.
And more so, he has accepted the eternal servitorship of the Lord as being most important.
I on je također prihvatio da je večno služenje gospodina nešto najbitnije.
He has transcended the limitations of his birth by engaging in the process of bhakti.
I on je prevazišao ograničenja svog rođenja tako što se uključio u proces bhakti.
I have read in the Nectar instruction that even if I see a so-called fault in his personality, it does not at all compromise his spiritual situation.
Ja sam naučio iz nektarskih uputstava da čak i ako ga pogledam i vidim ta neka materijalna ograničenja, da to na nima koji način da duhovno ne ograniče.
Rupa Goswami describes that even if we see in Mother Ganga bubbles and foam, the waters which happens in the monsoon time when the Ganga is stirred up, the pure Ganga water does not lose its spiritual power.
I od Rupa Goswami čujemo da na isti način i ako vidimo u reci Gangi za vreme monsuna, ako vidimo mekurići priljavštine na površini, to ne znači da je ona zaprljena.
I think this is important.
Ja verujem da je ovo bitno.
All of us have qualities from the material birth.
Mi svi imamo te odlike koje potiču od našeg materijalnog rođenja.
For instance, a Balkanitska devotee will be different than an English devotee, the different culture.
I, na primjer, balkanski bhakti će se sigurno razlikovati od engleskih bhakti zbog kulturnih razlika.
But as devotees, we don't look materially, we look spiritually.
Ali kao bhakti mi nemamo tu materijalnu viziju, već imamo duhovnu.
And we focus on these spiritual qualities.
Mi gledamo na te duhovne odlike.
My dear devotees, I want to say this to you because I have listened to what you talk when you sit at the tables. I have sat with you.
Moji dragi bhakti, ja vam ovo želim reći zato što sam čula što pričate kada sedite zajedno za stolovima, jer sam sedao sa vama.
And I happen to understand your language, but I pretend that I don't know.
I ja u stvari razumem vaš jezik i ja se pretvaram da ne.
And I have heard how you talk about devotees.
Ja sam govorio o bhaktama.
I have seen that sometimes you concentrate more on the material vision and not on the spiritual vision.
Ja sam vidio da se nekada više skoncentrišete na tu materijalnu viziju, a ne na duhovnu.
And after discussing with learned Vaishnavas, I have come to the conclusion that this needs to be changed in your life in order to become dear to Krishna and get His mercy.
I nakon što sam razgovarao sa Vaishnavama, ja sam došao do zaključka da se to mora promeniti kako biste dobili milost Bhakta.
Look at Kalidas.
Pogledajte Kalidas.
An aristocrat going to a street sweeper, rolling in the dust which is touched by his feet and eating the sucked out mango.
I samo pogledajte Kalidas, on je aristokrata koji je otišao u kuću čistača ulice i valjao se u prašini njegovih stopala i onda je još i jeo te isisane koštice od mangova.
Gauranga Mahaprabhu was so pleased with him.
I Gauranga Mahaprabhu je bio tako zadovoljan.
Every year, devotees from Bengal would come during Ratha Yatra time to Jagannath Puri.
Svake godine bhakti iz Bengala bi došli u Jagannath Puri za vreme Ratha Yatra.
And they would meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
I onda bi sreli Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
I will describe to you now the scene where you get an idea of how pleased Chaitanya was with this Kalidas.
Ja ću vam sada ispričam scenu iz koje možete shvatiti koliko će tamo Mahaprabhu bio zadovoljan Kalidasom.
Every day in the morning time, the late morning time, Gauranga Mahaprabhu would enter the Puri temple through the eastern gate, it's called the Lion Gate, in order to have darshan of Lord Jagannath. In the afternoon he went again.
I svakog jutra, kasno ujutro, gospodin Čajtanja bi ušao na istočnu kapiju, na, koja se zove Lavlja kapija od hrama, kako bi dobio darshan gospodina Čadana.
That was his daily habit, two darshans a day.
I onda bi također išao i popodne i to je radio svakog dana, dva puta bi išao na darshan.
So doing, he would always go with many, many Vaishnavas.
On bi uvek išao sa puno, puno vajšta.
Who of you has secretly gone into the Puri temple, the Lord Jagannath?
Ko od vas je krišom otišao unutra u hram gospodina Jagannatha?
One devotee?
Evo, imamo jednu
devotee. I thought you were from Serbia and you do extraordinary things.
Ja sam mislila da vi iz Srbije radite tako izvanredne stvari, sad sam začudila.
So, you go through the gate, and then you turn a little click, and then you come to a step with a stepnica. A stepnica means, what is it, stairways? Stairways with 18 steps.
I onda kad uđete unutra, dođete do stepenice koje imaju 18 stepeni.
And on the bottom, that is on the lowest step of this stepnica, there is a ditch where pilgrims can wash their feet before they enter the climb up the stairways and then enter the compound.
I na ovom najnižem stepeniku tih stepenica postoji jedno malo udubljenje gde bhakti koji dolaze mogu da opiru stopala pre nego što uđu u hramski kompleks.
Now Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would always stop at that first step and ask his servant Govindadas, who had a water pot, it's called a kamandalu, as far as I know, the water pot, for only for this purpose. It's not a kamandalu, it's some water pot. And Govindadas would wash the feet of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. We would hold it like this, and Govindadas would go like, shh, and wash the feet.
I onda kad Gopi Chaitanya Mahaprabhu došao do tog najnižeg stepena, on pozvao svog slugu Govinda Dasa, koji imao posebno za tu svrhu jedan čup za vodu, pun vode, i on je bio napravo stopalo gospodina Chaitanya.
Now, Gauranga Mahaprabhu had given the instruction to all of his devotees, under no circumstances can anyone drink that water.
I Chaitanya Mahaprabhu je dao instrukciju svim svojim sledbenicima, ni pod kojim uslovima neko, bilo kod vas, da sme piti tu vodu.
That was the reason, because he felt like a humble devotee taking his darshan of God.
I razlog za to je bio što je se on osjećao, bio je, imao osjećanje poniznog sluge koji dolazi da vidi gospodina.
And it was it would be a great disturbance to him if some, how to say in English, wenn man Aufsehen macht über seine Persönlichkeit, if an exaggerated form of worship was given to his personality by devotees drinking the water from his feet, you know, he would be very disturbed.
I gospodin Chaitanya bi bio jako uznemiren ako bi sada neko skrenuo veliku pažnju na njega i dao mu jako puno poštovanja time što bi pio vodu koja se opra na njegove stopa.
So, on this day, which I want to tell you about, Kalidas was there, the hundreds of Vaishnavas which has come from Bengal, they had gone through the eastern gate, and Kalidas saw how Govindadas was washing the lotus feet of Gauranga Mahaprabhu.
I onda upravo na taj dan Kalidas je došao sa stotinama Vaishnava iz Bengala, ušli su na istočnu kapu i videli su Govindadasa, Kalidas je vidio Govindadasa kako pere stopala Gauranga.
He saw it from the distance because there were many, many Vaishnavas. And he just ran to the place and began to drink one time the water.
Kalidas je vidio to iz velike daljine, ali onda je protrčao kroz sve te vakte i počeo da pije vodu.
It was like he was the foot and the water was coming.
Znači, ako sam mislim, kada je ovaj mikrofon bio stopao, Kalidas je došao odmah ispod stopala i direktno je pio tu vodu.
Mahaprabhu saw this.
Mahaprabhu je vidio što se dešava.
But he didn't say even a word.
Ali nije rekao ni reč.
Govindadas again was pouring water.
I Govindadas je dalje prosipao vodu.
Kalidas again then.
I Kalidas je drugi put popio.
And the third time.
I onda još treći put.
Then Gauranga Mahaprabhu says, Kalidas, it's enough.
Onda Gauranga Mahaprabhu rekao, Kalidas, sad je dosta.
Yes, well, sad is it. Sad means now, no? Došti. Došti, it's enough. One time, two times, three times, four times, what's it ever stopped him? Afterwards, Gauranga Mahaprabhu went to take his lunch. Then he noticed there was someone sitting behind the door. Lord Chaitanya said, Govindadas, Kalidas is here.
Govindadas is here. Kalidas is here.
You please give him always the remnants from my foodstuffs.
I molim te, uvek mi daj ostatke onoga što sam ja jeo.
He has so much faith in the devotees.
On ima tako veliku veru u bhakte.
He does not distinguish between he who is high or he is low.
I on ne želi nikakvu razliku da misle neko je uzvišeno, neko je nešto niži.
Modern iskon, we might say, between him who is a liberalist and who is a conservative.
I u modernom iskonu možemo reći da postoji razlika, on je jako liberalan, a ovaj drugi je jako konzervativan.
Or whatever distinctions we make.
Ili bilo koja razlika koja je pravilna među
bakom. He accepts all the Vaishnavas with a spiritual vision.
ali Kalida sam prihvata sve Vaishnave s duhovna vizija.
Therefore, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, knowing how much mercy Kalidas got, mercy which no other devotee of Lord Chaitanya had gotten, thinks about this wonderful thing from Antra Lila, 16th chapter, verse this 57 to 64.
I zato Krišna da Kaviraj koji shvata kako je nepojmljivu milost Kalidas dobio, on peva ove stih u Antra Lili, Chaitanya Charita.
Just to keep the nice devotional atmosphere, I suggest that all of us who don't speak very well serving now make a special effort to learn. And we will just have it in Bengali. Most of you are learned Vaishnavas, you get an idea from there. And then I will comment. Just please.
Vaishnavirashesha Bhakshan Etika Mahima Kalidas Pao Jaila Prabhu Kripa Sima.
Čašćenje prane koji su ostavili Vaishnave tako dragoceno da je Šri Čajtanja Mahaprabhu zbog toga Kalidasu podario svoju najvišu milost.
Tate Vaishnavira Juta Kauchati Kringraje Yaha Hoite Pava Nitsa Vanchita Sabakaje.
Stoga, odbacivši mržnju i oklevanje, pokušajte da jedete hranu koju su ostavili Vaishnavi, jer ćete tako dostići svoj željeni cilj života.
Krishna učišaya maha prasad nama pakta šeša hajla maha maha prasadakyan.
Ostaci prane ponuđene gospodinu Krišne se nazivaju maha prasad. Kada te ostatke kuša bakta, ostaci postaju uzvišeni maha, maha prasad.
Bhakta pada duljara, bhakta pada jala, bhakta bhukta avašeša, tina maha bala.
Prašina sa stopala bhakta, voda kojom se oprana stopala bhakta i ostaci prane kojom častio bhakta, su tri veoma moćne substance.
Eitina sevajte Krishna prema haja puna puna sava šastre pukarija kaja.
Služeći te tri substance, osoba dostiže najviši cilj zanosne ljubavi prema Krišni. To glasno izjavljuju iznova i iznova svi razotkriveni spisi.
Tati bara bara kohi Shuna bhakta gana vishwas kariya kara edina sevana.
Stoga me, dragi moji bhakte, saslušajte, jer iznova i iznova izjavljujem. Molim vas, imajte veru u te tri substance i služite ih bez oklevanja.
Tina hojete Krishna nama primera ulasa Krishna prasaritate shakshi kalidasa.
Zahvaljujući njemu se dostiže najviši cilj života, zanosna ljubav prema Krishni. To je najveća milost gospodina Krishni. Primer toga je sam Kalidas.
Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, the author of Chaitanya Charitamrita, says Therefore, my dear devotees, please hear from me, for I insist again and again.
И зато Кришна да скавираш, аутер Чайтанья Чаритамритом каже, стога, драги мои бхакти, саслушайте ме, јер изнова и изнова, изнова изјављаја.
Please keep faith in these three substances and render service to them without hesitation.
Молим вас, имајте веру у те три субстанце и служите их без оплевања.
From these three, one achieves the highest goal of life, ecstatic love of Krishna. This is the greatest mercy of Lord
Krishna.
The evidence is Kalidas himself.
Yes.
Jiva Goswami comments on this point.
Jiva Goswami does a comment on this point.
He says, serving the devotees of the Lord is a more effective way of developing love for the Lord than serving the Lord directly.
I on kaže da služenje Bhakta Gospodina mnogo efikasniji način dostizanja ljubavi prema Bogu od služenja Gospodina direktno.
I was once in London temple when a devotee came back from the ambulance.
Ja sam bio jednom u londonskom hramu kada se Bhakta vratio iz prve pomoći.
His foot was broken.
Njegovo stopalo je bilo.
I asked him, how did this happen?
Ja sam ga pitao kako se to desilo.
And he said, one devotee came and wanted to get the dust from my load for my feet. And I didn't feel it's appropriate if I allow him this. Then he became disturbed with me, the devotee's music, and he broke my foot. Afterwards he took my so and put the dust on my head and I went to the ambulance.
I onda on nakon toga uzeo moju čaraku, stavio na svoju glavu, a ja sam završio hitnu pomoć.
So in one way the devotee was successful in getting what he wanted.
Tako da s jedne strane taj bhakta je bio uspešan da dobije ono što je želeo.
Now I ask you, do you think he was really successful?
A ja vas sad pitam, da li vi mislite da on bio zaista uspešan?
I think not, because he had not served the devotee.
A ja ne bih baš rekao, jer mislim da on nije služio tog bhakta.
The emphasis here is on serving the devotees in an effective way, that is more serving the devotees is more effective way of developing love for Krishna than serving him directly.
I ovdje je naglasak na tome ako služimo bhakte, da je to efikasniji način za dostizanje ljubavi prema Bogu od direktnog služenja Krishna.
Some of us are from a Christian background and we know that Jesus said no one can come to the Father except from through me.
I mi neki možda nas imaju iza sebe hrišćansko dolazimo iz hrišćanske porodice i znamo da, na primjer, Isus Hristom kaže niko ne može doći do Boga osim kroz mene, ne može sam direktno.
With this he also expresses that one should approach the Lord through his devotees.
I on u stvari time kazuje istu pointu koju smo sada rekli da osoba treba prići Gospodinu kroz njegove bake.
Scholars of Hebrew have said that this is the proper interpretation of this sentence.
I učenjaci koji proučavaju judaizam, oni kažu da je to pravilno tumačenje ove izjave Isusa Hrista.
I invite you to try to see in your own life how this principle might work for you.
I ja bih vas sada pozvao da vidite kako ovaj princip može funkcionisati u vašem životu.
You are now here in a Serbian summer camp surrounded by many more devotees than you are usually accustomed to be with.
I vi se sada nalazite ovdje na srpskom kampu kada ste okruženi sa mnogo više bhakta nego što to inače slučaj.
I would like to ask you now, what could be some ways during the summer camp to serve the devotees?
Ja bih sam želela da vas pitam, koji bi za vas bio moguć način da u toku ovog letnjeg kampa da služite bhakta?
Please, I would like to hear some suggestions from you, Jai Krishna. Serve prasadam to the devotees.
Znači, sada možete dati neke predloge na tu temu. Jai Krishna kaže, možemo da služimo prasadam bhaktama.
What could be some concrete ways?
Znači, koji bi bio neki konkretan način da to napravite?
Yes.
To wash the plates in the kitchen after the devotees are taking prasadam.
I mogli bismo da odemo u kuhinju gdje se peru posude od bhakta nakon što su častili i da opiramo njihove posude. Ili bismo mogli da se pobrinemo za to da kupatila i da WC-i budu čisti, da ih očistimo. Mogli bismo isto da pažljivo slušamo časove koji se ovdje drže. Ili bismo mogli da se pobrinemo da su njihove ovdje cipele lepo složene, ponekad jedna nedostaje, pa bismo onda mogli sve to lepo za njih da složimo.
A difficult question.
Ovo je teško pitanje.
Kishori, what would you say?
I would say maybe to create a loving mood and not criticizing you, like always to be nice and kind to each other and not go around being bad about others.
Mogli bismo isto da služimo bhakta tako što stvorimo jednu lepu atmosferu koja je puna ljubavi, tako da kada se sretnemo da smo onda jako fini i ljubazni prema svima i da, a da ne kritikujemo, da ne govorimo loše o drugim. Možemo da tolerišemo njihove greške sa osmehom.
Smiling Seva. Any other thoughts?
Yes, neki predlog.
Foot massage, Maharaj.
Foot massage.
Massage stopo.
You know the art?
Yes.
Your good name?
Anil.
Anirudh, so you're
Anil.
You're available?
Is it
24 hours foot massage. Anirudh. Anil. Yes, good. Please make a note, mental note of.
Molim vas, sad zabeležite Anil, on je tu i zna umjetnost masiranja stopala i rekao je da je 24 sata na raspolaganju, tako da.
I wanted to say something. I was surprised that Kishori said something which I wanted to talk about at the end.
I moram da kažem da sam bio iznenađen time što je Kishori rekla, zato što je rekla poentu o kojoj sam ja želio da razgovaram sad na kraju časa.
At the end of his government term, Bill Clinton invited a very special person into the White House to speak to the ministers of the U.S. cabinet.
I na kraju svog mandata Bill Clinton je pozvao jednu jako zanimljivu osobu u Belu kuću da govori ispred svih ministara američkih nacija.
Elie Wiesel was his name, had been put with his family into the concentration camp of the Nazis.
I ta osoba je u stvari provela sa svojom porodicom izvesno vreme u koncentracionom logoru za vreme nacističke vlade.
You know, he comes from a little town in Romania.
Ta osoba onda dolazi iz malog grada u Rumuniji.
And he survived two concentration camps.
I on je preživeo ne jedan, nego čak dva koncentracionom logora.
He was liberated by the American forces. One day after his father had been killed by the Nazis in the concentration camp.
I on je bio oslobođen od strane Amerikanaca samo jedan dan nakon što njegov otac bio ubijen u koncentracionom logoru.
And Elie Wiesel said, when we were in the tortured in the concentration camp, all of us hoped that that the states, free states in the world, would not know about us. The free states. We were tortured in the concentration camps. This was actually a very moving point. We all hoped that nobody in the free world would know about that.
I onda kada on je rekao u tom govoru da kada su oni u tom koncentracionom kampu bili mučeni, da su se svi do jednog nadali da niko od ljudi koji su u slobodnom svetu neće saznati za to što se tamo dešava. Jako bitna poenta.
Mandy Tangley is looking, what shouldn't a person in this situation desire like anything that people in the free world would know about this?
I mi možemo biti začuđeni, zar ne bi trebalo da osoba koja je u takvoj situaciji, da ona želi da sada svi saznaju o tome kako su se prema njima ponašali.
And do you follow? It's kind of subtle, yes?
Da li sledite ovu subtilnu poruku?
So then he said, why? Where we hoping no one would know about it?
I onda on je rekao i razlog zašto su se oni nadali tako način.
Because, he said, if we would understand that the free world is indifferent to our faith, we would lose all hope.
I razlog je bio taj da kada bi oni pomislili da osobe koje su slobodne, da su one ravnodušne prema sudbini tih ljudi koji su patili, mi bismo izgubili svoju nadu.
If we would find out that someone is indifferent to us, that is intolerable.
I da smo u tom trenu saznali da neko ravnodušan na našu sudbinu, to bi bilo nemoguće tolerisati.
We can live with the fact that God is angry on us.
Mi možemo živjeti sa tom mišlju da je Bog ljut na nas.
We can live with the fact that someone doesn't like us.
Možemo živjeti sa tom mišlju da nas neko ne voli.
But if someone is indifferent to us,
ali ako je neko ravnodušan,
it means he don't exist for him.
To znači da mi ne postojimo za njega.
Indifference reduces a human being to an abstraction.
I ravnodušnost, ona smanjuje ljudsku osobu na jednu abstrakciju.
Not something concrete.
Znači nije ništa konkretno.
I really feel that it is necessary for us as a Vaishnav society that we take interest in the other.
Ja osjećam da je za nas jako bitno da uzmemo, da imamo interesovanje jedne za druge u ovom našem društvu.
That we are not indifferent to his or her life.
Da nismo ravnodušni na ono što se dešava u životima drugih
pakta. That will change a lot.
I to će puno toga promeniti.
The opposite to indifferent doesn't mean that we should know about all, hopefully all the best bad things about him.
A like, to nikako ne znači da ako nismo ravnodušni, da onda znamo sve, a posebno one najgore stvari u svijetu.
That is enough there in the paparazzi's, you know, these are journalists who always photograph the bad things, but some of the embarrassing things. That we don't need. That is there in the world enough. No, we want to see that there is a serious interest to help others in spiritual life.
u ovom životu, u ovom svetu već postoji dovoljno paparaca, to nam nije potrebno, već želimo da pokažemo da imamo istinsko interesovanje za duhovni život drugih bhakti.
I feel that it's very, very important to serve Vaishnavas by exchanging, you know, by you reveal your heart, the Vaishnava reveals his heart, you know, there's a confidential exchange.
Ja mislim da je to jako važno, to povedljivo razmenjivanje kada se otvarate nekom drugom bhakti on vam.
Not superficial or firm like factory life exchanges.
To nije to površne, ta površinska razmena kada samo pričamo činjenice.
In the factory everyone talks, but not personal, but only related to the work.
Kao kada ste na poslu pričate o svim onim stvarima koje se odnose posla, ali nema nikakvih ličnih razmena dugo.
People need about and know about factory relationships, but do they know personal relationships?
Znači, svi već poznaju takve poslovne odnose, ali da li mi poznamo te lične odnose?
In Japan you can buy a friend nowadays.
U Japanu ovih dana možete kupiti prijatelja.
It means someone, the job description of the friend is clearly defined. You talk with them, you walk with them, you may go in a restaurant with them. It is restricted to friendly exchanges.
I onda postoji točan opis takvog odnosa, znači to su prijateljske razmene, idete zajedno u šetnju, idete zajedno u restoran.
Because people don't have any relationships.
Zato što ljudi više nemaju nikakve odnose.
At least not relationships in which they can feel secure.
Makar nemaju takvih odnosa u kojima se osjećaju sigurno.
We will not talk about, we will talk, we will be encouraging such relationships. So this is a very nice subject for thought, Kalidasa's life.
I ovo je nešto jako lepa tema za razmišljanje, život Kalidasa.
Some of you have given things how you could serve Vaishnavas, have given good ideas. I request you now comes to your part two, that is to do it, what you said.
I neki od vas su dali jako lepe predloge kako biste mogli služiti Vaishnava, a ja bih vas sada zamolio da to i primenite, da tako počnete s drugi deo ovog samita.
When you go to bed, I request you to think, have I served to do Vaishnavas?
I kada danas odete na spavanje, ja bih vas zamolio da razmislite da li sam danas služio Bogu.
And then what could I do tomorrow?
I šta bih mogao sutra da napravim za Bogu?
I can guarantee you, if you have this perspective, bah, this summer camp, wow, it will really turn into some very wonderful spiritual camp.
I ja vam garantujem, ako imate takvu viziju, da će se ovaj letni kamp pretvoriti u jedan izvanredan kamp.
Any questions about Kalidas and the subject matter or any other?
Da li ima neki pitanje o Kalidasu ili o nekoj drugoj temi?
It's an amazing example, isn't it?
Ovo je stvarno izvanredan primjer, zar nije?
And how, what surprises me so much that he got mercy like no other Vaishnava got.
I ono što je mene tu iznenadilo, jeste da on dobio milost koju nijedan drugi bhakta nije mogao.
Just because he served the devotees so nicely.
I samo zato što je tako iskreno služio bhakti.
He is like an evidence in the Chaitanya Charitamrita for someone who has gotten ecstatic love of Krishna just by serving devotees.
I on je primoj bhakte Chaitanya u opisama zabave gospodina Chaitanya koji je dobio ljubav prema Krishni samo zbog toga što je služio bhakte, samo tim.
His service was maybe to, because he was a man of means, he could afford to buy like like provisions, it's called in English. Nahrungsmittel, we say in German, to the devotees.
I zato što on jednostavno imao sredstava finansijskih, onda je bio u mogućnosti da radi takve stvari bhakti.
So I request all of you, my dear devotees, please bless me that I can become a better servant of the Vaishnavas.
I zato bih vas ja zamolio, dragi moji bhakti, da me blagoslovite tako da mogu postati bolji sluga Vaishnavas.
I see my life is passing. But if you don't give your blessings, this will be a sad story, the sad story of an old man from Germany.
Ja vidim da moj život protiče, teče dalje, i vidim da ako ne dobijem blagoslove bhakta, da će to biti samo jedna tužna priča jednog starog čovjeka iz Nemačke.
Sometimes I think that I have not good qualities because I'm a little bit so many things are not good in my heart, but I personally have seen that when Vaishnavas are satisfied and give their blessings, then Krishna will hear our case very nicely.
I ja ponekad se zabrinem jer vidim dosta loše stvari u sebi, ali onda s druge strane isto vidim da kada bhakti daju svoje blagoslove, da je onda sve jedan
uspjeh. Yes. I have seen when I was not able to satisfy Vaishnavas, I could do whatever I wanted, but there was just no mercy for me.
A također sam primetio kada nisam mogao da zadovoljim bhakte, onda jednostavno milost nije bila prisutna.
You can chant millions of rounds, but the Vaishnavas are not satisfied with you. You don't really move forward.
I možete mantrati milione svetih imena, ali ako bhakte nisu vama zadovoljni, onda se nećete nikamo pomenuti.
I'm trying to satisfy Vaishnavas by presenting Krishna consciousness. And nowadays I've seen little gifts are also nice.
Ja pokušavam na svaki način da zadovoljim bhakta, a ovih dana sam shvatio da su i mali pokloni jako lep način da se to napravi.
Yes, Krishna said to Maharaj.
Hare Krishna. Thank you for your illuminating talk and telling us about Haridas's faith.
Hvala ti jako puno Maharaj na ovom jako inspirativno, na jako inspirativnoj lekciji o Haridasu.
Haridas's faith in the Vaishnavas' mercy and remnants.
O Haridasu i njegovoj veri u služenje bhakti i učašćenje ostataka i prasada.
This is not my main point, but the critical scholar in me wonders at what point of dilution of the water that has washed the feet of the devotees does it become no longer potent. But that's not my point.
Ovo znači nije moja glavna poenta, ali jednostavno učenje po meni se pita koliko se mora razblažiti ta voda kojom se oprana stopala bhakte da izgubi svoju moć, zanima. Ali to nije glavna poenta.
But rather the subject is faith, and sometimes I'm reflecting on this notion of faith.
Ali veća je poenta ovdje je tema vera i ja često razmišljam o veri.
And I came across one verse from the Bible. You mentioned the Bible, in this case, New Testament. I'm not a Bible reader generally, but it was quoted somewhere.
I kako si ti isto pominjao jedan citat iz Biblije, ja generalno nisam baš neki čitač Biblije, ali sam neko je negde citirao Bibliju, pa sam ja naišao na ovaj sljedeći citat.
Faith is the substance of what is hoped for.
Vera je substanca onoga čemu se nadam.
And the evidence of what is not seen.
i ona je dokaz onoga što se ne može vidjeti.
So I just think this is nice to reflect on. We usually think of faith as if I see it, I can believe it.
Ja mislim da to jako lepo point o kojem možemo razmišljati, zato što obično pričamo o veri da ako to vidim, onda ću to verovati.
But here it's saying the opposite. Faith is not about I see it if I believe it, but rather it's about something unseen.
A ovdje upravo suprotna poenta data. Veri se ne radi o tome što možemo vidjeti, pa onda vidim pa veru. Radi se upravo o onome što ne možemo opaziti.
If you like to comment on that, but that's another thought.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Because you bring up this very nice point, and we had a personal discussion yesterday about, for instance, a scholar's opinion about Haridas Thakur. I responded, I like to walk in the kingdom of faith. I would like to also contribute something to your knowledge from the Vyasadeva's purport to Patanjali Yoga Sutras. There is Vyasadeva, and I heard it's our Vyasadeva. So our Vyasadeva comments on Patanjali on faith.
Yeah, i kako smo imali razgovor o tome juče o veri, ja sam rekla da sam osoba koja bi želela da hoda tim carstvom vere, želela bi sad da napravim jedan komentar na ono što si ti pričao o Vyasadevinom, naš Vyasadevi u pitanju, Vyasadevinom komentaru na Yoga Sutra Patanjali.
He says from Shraddha comes virya of strength.
I on kaže da od vere dolazi virja ili snaga.
When your faith is strong, you have a lot of spiritual strength, but when your faith is weak, then strength is not available to you.
I on kaže ako je tvoja vera snažna, onda si duhovno snažna. Ako je tvoja vera slaba, onda si duhovno slaba.
And Patanjali says faith is the favorable inclination towards the object of worship when doubts have been removed.
I Patanjali kaže da je vera naklonjenost objektu obožavanja nakon što su sumnje uklonjene.
I very much feel that with the critical attitude which academics take on anything in order to push forward the limits of empiric knowledge, they are really sometimes creating a lot of doubt.
I ja verujem da se to dešava sa naučnicima koji uvek žele da prošire to empirisko znanje, da oni s tim svojim naporima stvaraju dosta sumnje.
And although they read and analyze spiritual texts better than any devotee with more knowledge of Sanskrit, they don't lack spiritual strength to move forward in their life and conquer the miseries of material existence.
Iako oni čitaju i analiziraju duhovne tekstove mnogo bolje nego što to bilo koji bhakta radi, oni i dalje nemaju dovoljno duhovne snage da napreduju
duhovno. You talked about this when you analyzed some scholars.
I ti si isto također podelio takve svoje zaključke kada si analizirao neke učenjake.
A very interesting. So faith is it's a whole different, in American slang you would say, ball game.
I vera, kada pričamo o veri, to je onda jedna potpuno drugačija priča.
There are totally different results, and I would argue very desirable results waiting for the faithful person.
To se radi o potpuno drugačijim i povoljnim rezultatima koji očekuju osobu koja ima veru.
The results which the poor scholar is totally missing in his life.
I to su rezultati koje takvi učenjaci njima oni potpuno nedostaju u njihovom životu.
And we talked about this, I mean, but this is a little bit from when Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu, we discussed this yesterday, as friends, we discussed these things.
I ja sam samo vam rekla malo nešto od tog razgovora koji sam vodila sa Krišna Čarka Maharadžom juče.
After our discussion, I would like to read again the book Faith and Reason by Tama Krishna Goswami. I'm hoping to get some insight because reason must also be there.
I nakon te rasprave ja imam opet inspiraciju da čitam knjigu Vera i razum od Tama Krishna Maharadža, zato što je, to bi mi isto moglo pomoći da razumijem.
To be very honest, for me the question is, what is the reason of the faith? It's a question I like to explore in my spiritual life.
Iskreno rečeno, pitanje koje bih želao da istražim u svom duhovnom životu jeste koja je to razumna mera vere ili razumna vera.
David, thank you. It's very nice to always hear your comments or and your questions and your contributions in discussions. It's really nice when you bring such a refreshing perspective on this. It's very, very wonderful. We are feeling greatly, great joy to be to always hear your perspectives. We really appreciate very much.
I ja ti puno zahvaljam što uvek daješ ovakve komentare zato što uvek proširimo svoju perspektivu s njim. Hvala.
Yes, I will end now. I have heard you today, Bhakti, His Holiness Bhakti, by Baba Maharaj, has managed to call some old members of the Gauranga Bhajan band back on stage, and something will be there, I heard. Did
you?
Yeah. Oh yeah. So this evening there will be our Maharaj, Bhakti Baba Maharaj, and also Krishna Chaitanya Maharaj will sing some of our spiritual evergreens.
Arrivo.
Sjetit ćemo se nečega iz prošlosti i pevat ćemo naše duhovne evergreen melodije.
Evergreen melodies, yes. So thank you all very much.